Hey guys, Tim Shorts, Lunchtime Podcast. I guess I should throw Gothridge Manor in there too. Today I wanted to talk about like adventure writing and one of the pet peeves I kind of have about different adventures. And they don't happen as much in newer adventures. They still happen, but once in a while. And I'm going to kind of go through it. I'm going to read a little bit of stuff. It's very short though, so bear with me. Let me see here. I'm not going to tell you where it's from because I don't want to insult the writer at all, because that's not what I want to do. I don't want to do that because the adventure itself is good. But I don't like these kind of setups. Like if I'm reading it as a possible GM, when they tell me, let's see, if the party attacks and kills the NPC, and I'm using NPC instead of the name, the NPC is at AC7, dies on the fourth attack. He makes all his saving throws and sleep will not work. Further, he should not cause more than 10 points of damage to the party. They will find... So, all right. So what this is supposed to be a setup. This is the end of one adventure to set up in the next adventure. So this is going to kind of be a two-part thing. The first thing I don't like about this description is it's like a, what do they call it, a fake fight. It's a setup. So the GM is supposed to kind of railroad the players into the next adventure, into a specific situation, which I don't like. I think there should be different ways for that to happen. And in this case, and then to have them make all saving throws arbitrarily and sleep will not work. Why not? There's no save against it. There's nothing in the book that says they can keep you from there. How come this son of a bitch is immune to sleep? And it doesn't say anything about being an elf or anything. He's just a human guy and that. So I don't like it when an adventure is written specifically to force a situation. I think it should present a situation and not force it. Now let me read to the second part. Now we go into the second part of this adventure or whatever. So So the party's surprised one night by a horde of goblins. Tell the players as the DM that their characters will probably die if they resist, and kill characters whose players force the issue. And in parentheses it says, this is something of an intelligence test. Unintelligent play will cost a character at this point. Obviously, characters who surrender should not be killed. If the NPC is there, he will gloat about having caught agents. The characters will be forced to march several days to an outpost. This is where I really enjoy their advice. If the players complain that the capture was unfair, gently remind them that if adventuring was easy, anyone could do it. They can't always expect things to go their way, and that there were clues. They will have ample opportunity to escape and recover their equipment if they play well. Now, if a GM starts me off telling me that, and I would probably gently remind the GM I didn't know he was going to be a dick. I don't know. I think it's a bullshit introduction into an adventure, especially the condescending bullshit of if the characters complain, gently remind them that adventuring was easy, anyone can do it. Really? Really? Okay. So basically they're forcing, now capturing PCs is always fucking tough. I mean, because we all know players do not want to be captured. They're going to fight to the death before they get captured. Most of the time. I shouldn't say all the time. I mean, these days I think players are more advanced in their play, and they know that if they get captured, usually they're not going to they know down the line they'll probably have a chance to get out. But I just don't like how it's forced on the players, and then just like, you know, this is an intelligence test. I mean, it's pretty condescending shit the way I'm reading it. Maybe I'm reading it wrong, but I don't know. This is the kind of stuff that kind of pisses me off when I see it a little bit. So what I would do is this is how they've connected like part one to part two, and there's different ways they could do it. I mean, it's not that, while capturing PCs is very difficult without, you know, doing the whole to the death thing, but just remember, sleep spell works just as effectively on players as it does on the party as it does on, you know, NPCs. And, you know, there's not much they can do about it. And if you have an elf in the party, and I think the one situation where I had an NPC cast the sleep spell, the leader of the party was an elf, so he was immune to it, but everybody around him fell to the ground, he was kind of making this big stand, like, you know, I will do this and this and this to you, you know, to this, and he didn't see the NPC mage kind of hovering in the back, and then he just turned around and saw his whole party like snoring on the ground, and he kind of like was asking how many people he could kick in one round, which I thought was kind of funny. But there's ways to introduce or connect things without forcing the player's hand or writing it in a way that is insulting, as far as I'm concerned. I love that. This is something of an intelligence test. Unintelligent play will cost a character at this point. So basically, it is just saying, if you don't do what I decide you do, which would be intelligent, I'm going to kill your ass. Which is not the kind of situation. This is not a, you know, that should be in game doing it, not out of game. And if you have to, and especially the whole out of game thing where you'll tell them, well, if they'll have ample opportunity to escape and recover their equipment if they play well. Why would you do that? That's stupid. You role play the whole thing. You don't tell them, you know, hopefully the players, you know, you give them clues through play. But if you've got to go out of your GM role and kind of talk to them person to person, it just, I don't know. I don't like that. I think it's a lazy way of doing it. I mean, I think there's different ways that you could do it. Now, sure, you're going to be put in some situations where the players are, they're screwed if they go against them. But it's up to them whether they want to go. And who knows, they might figure a way out of it. There's a few times where I put players into some real shit situations. And personally, I thought, you know, they kind of had like the Avengers, you know, what is it called? The 14,605,000, and they won one option. Then that's pretty much what I thought they had. But they managed to come up with ways to do it. And I think that can make the adventure a lot more interesting. I like when I'm surprised with adventures, when I'm with the characters. I like when they do stuff that I don't expect. They do stuff creatively. I like that. I mean, just for example, last week, Joe and Matt were in my game. You got a holy hobbit, a street mage, and they're, you know, not a great party to be going, you know, frontal assault on a dungeon, but they did it. And like, there was this one situation where they had these skeleton warriors and they knew what was going to happen. So what they did is, before they animated, they wrapped rope around them in this pillar, because they came out of the pillar and walked, you know, marched out of the pillar and attacked. And they just tied rope around it so the skeletons couldn't get out. It was actually really good. I mean, you know, the skeletons would have eventually cut through the ropes, but they did it well enough that they definitely got a jump on all the skeletons, were able to dispatch them fairly quickly. And that kind of smart play is, God, what I enjoy. I mean, was that the way it was supposed to work? No. But who cares? It worked out better. Love it. And I don't like when you take options away. Like, I know Now this, I'm not using this one, this example, but you guys get my drift. I've kind of beat this one to death that when you're forcing players into a situation, it doesn't bode well for your game. I mean, I think you need to be a little bit more, you need to work at it more to not force this kind of situation. Present situations, don't force them. Let the players figure them out. Don't have only one solution, you know, that's viable, and ignore any other possible solutions that the players may come up with. I just, yeah, that's just not cool. The other thing I really dislike, another pet peeve of mine, and this isn't all of them, these are the ones I'm just thinking of, is, you know, is what they said formerly, where the sleep spell won't work. There's no freaking reason why the sleep spell wouldn't work. But I don't like it, and this usually happens in higher level adventures, when the writer starts excluding all these spells. You can't use, and it's usually movement spells, because for GMs or writers, they have a hard time trying to contend with movement spells. Whether it's flying, whether it's teleport, whether it's phase door, dimension door, those seems to be the most, they're not the only ones that get eliminated, but those seem to be the most popular ones that get eliminated first, because they build this structure and adventure, but if somebody phase doors right through this thing, you know, maybe through a section of the room, then it screws up everything they wrote. So instead of dealing with it, they just say, well, it just doesn't work. That's bullshit. The spell works, and it should work. And the GM should be happy that the players did it, they came up with it. They shouldn't be penalized for trying to use the tool set that they've earned. I mean, this is something, you know, to get those higher level movement spells, it takes time to acquire them. And then when an adventure writer specifically targets those spells and eliminates them just because he doesn't know how to contend with them, I think it's a bit lazy. I think you can do better. You can do more. Or not, maybe not lazy, but just allow the players and the characters to use their stuff at full potential. I mean, I write a lot of low-level stuff. There's a few high-level stuff, things that I do write. But never, ever will I eliminate stuff unless there's a specific reason. Then it makes sense. I know, like, some of my adventures are, like, set in the first level of hell or something like that. Well, I don't eliminate, like, say you have, you know, Mr. Holy Britches guy. You know, okay, I'm the priest of the Holy Britches man. All right, well, Holy Britches doesn't have a lot that he can do in the first level of hell because, you know, we'll just call it interference. It makes sense to me, and I think it's a very viable concept that players would understand it too, so it wouldn't be like a bad thing. But I do still give them a chance. So when they try to cast a spell, usually what I'll try to do is have them make a roll, like maybe a save throw, maybe do one of their saves. Back when I was doing, when I was using, what was it, Swords and Wizardry Light or something, it only had one save. So I said, if you make your save, you're able to cast your spell. I don't know how I do it with a 5-save one. Maybe I would just have them pick one or figure out, maybe I would just have a save versus spell, although that's usually the highest one to hardest one to defeat. But give them some option. That was weird. Give them some option of how to make the spells work and everything. So yeah, so those are my pet peeves, guys. Forcing situations, and there's more. I'll probably maybe try to do a few more pet peeve things, but I don't think what I said is unreasonable. And trust me, I'm not trying to insult the writer at all. But I am taking to task his ability to, or not his ability, but his choices to connect adventures. And I know we want to set up situations, and I've done that before. Trust me, guys, I started out a whole fucking campaign one time with my two PCs tied up, blindfolded, no equipment, in an area they don't know, And the part thing that had captured them was a Medusa who was also a vampire. So, yeah. I mean, I put the players into some real shit situations. But I'll tell you what. If you allow the players, and I presented the situation, and I allow my players to use whatever abilities, whether it's their character abilities or their own, you know, self-knowledge, because some players out there are pretty damn smart, and they're pretty clever with figuring out, you know, figuring out solutions for problems. Allow them. That's the fun of the game. Don't handcuff them just because you couldn't take it into account. So, all right, guys, that's my little rant of the day. Hope you guys are doing well. I got a game tonight. Hope you guys do too. Roll better than me. Although I'm GMing tonight, so I roll pretty damn good. And we'll talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.